In the United States, actor Alec Baldwin has been interviewed by police after a prop gun he fired during filming in New Mexico killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins and wounded the director. Investigators say no charges have been filed and no arrests have been made. Director Joel Souza is still receiving treatment in hospital. Helena Hutchins worked in Ireland in August of last year while filming a low-budget indie movie in Dublin and Birr in County Offaly. Casting director Barry Coyle worked with her on that project. He spoke to me about his memories of Helena Hutchins.
The thing that I remember most about Helena was just how warm and enthusiastic she was and genuinely kind of interesting and engaged with people. I think, you know, probably everyone she met, she kind of, you know, she really kind of genuinely cared about them and kind of just looked that little bit deeper with the people she met. And I guess obviously in her work, you know, I think she saw things differently and was just a really kind of inspiring person to talk to and be around, you know.
And she seems, looking anyway at her Instagram account, to have really enjoyed her time here in Ireland, really embraced being here and working with all of you and traveling around the country.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she herself and the director, Dennis Hawke, would have quarantined for a couple of weeks in Dublin before they actually shot in Birr Castle. So I think she kind of got both sides of Ireland, as it were. You know, she was in the middle of a kind of locked down Dublin, which I think gave her the freedom to kind of explore the city in a way that most visitors probably don't. And I think she kind of, you know, I was always kind of surprised at the things that where she would find little moments on the Dublin kind of daily, in the Dublin's daily life and the street scenes that would kind of, that she would kind of find like a kind of beauty in. And then obviously kind of while they were actually on location, just having the freedom to roam around the Birr Castle estate. And, you know, there's so many like gorgeous shots, both in the film and obviously, you know, just on her own kind of, Instagram page of the woodland and the different kind of just different little moments and snapshots of Ireland that most of us, I suspect, would probably just kind of walk past and not really take the time or have the eye to appreciate. I think she really loved the people, and I think she kind of had a sensibility where she really appreciated the kind of Irish art and the kind of way of expression that kind of like Irish people have. I know she was really taken by Harry Clark's stained glass work, and she got to see that while she was here, as while she was making her own kind of art as well.
So presumably so many of you who worked with her will just be shocked, numbed at this dreadful news.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just really shocking on so many levels. And obviously, the production that she was working on, I'm sure they're all absolutely reeling at the minute, as kind of anyone who would have met Helena, I'm sure, is. It was, yeah, just a really shocking story and kind of both as shocking as it is tragic, and just deeply, deeply sad for anyone who knew her.
And I mean, obviously, lots of questions to which there aren't answers at the moment, but I mean, you'd know from your own experience, presumably, that on set, whenever firearms are being used, there are very strict rules, very strict protocols, safety procedures in place that are supposed to prevent this sort of thing happening.
Sure. I mean, my own kind of field is usually in pre-production, so I'm not physically on the ground with kind of firearms whenever they're working with those. But I know that certainly kind of there are huge lists of kind of protocols and safety measures that are followed. And I think it sounds like it was a tragic kind of accident. I think they're probably still trying to figure out exactly what has happened there. But I think it just the news that there had been a fatality, and then that whenever we found out who that was just really shocking and really tragic. And as you said, really surprising that can happen in, you know, 2021.